Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
Did you bring these ones?
Hello, Mark.
Did you get these? Oh, well, sorry.
Yeah.
Hi, Ray, how are you? Any news?
No? Not too bad. I'm very glad to be back in a monogamous relationship with you. I found last week's episode a bit tricky. I didn't really know how to do it myself when there was three of us.
Do you know what's funny about last week's episode?
What's that?
I really enjoyed it.
Good.
A couple of reasons why I enjoyed it. Number one, there wasn't mad pressure on the whole, we better come up with a conversation.
Yeah.
I love just chatting to people. That's me. I'm a peep person. Really.
Yeah, you're a peep person.
You're not really a peep person. You didn't like that at all. But
I did like it.
No, you didn't. You hated it.
I'm
you
just
said
saying
to me
that
after.
I'm kind of I'm a two-person chatter.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about chatting with three people.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I don't mind it. I
multiple
like to be able to
conversations.
But the other thing is, I couldn't get mad into it because I kept coughing up a small lung.
That's right. Are you feeling better? Did you get antibiotics or steroids?
Yep.
Did you?
No.
You didn't.
I haven't time to go to a doctor.
But are you still coughing up a lung? Not so bad,
clean.
Actually. It's a little baby lung.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
But if I laugh now, you'll hear me coughing again. But last week was very bad with that. So I couldn't get mad into it because I couldn't get animated or anything.
Yeah. So did you save all that animation for this week? Are you going to get animated about last week's conversations?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
Mind an hour, I could go mental any time now, any second.
This podcast is sponsored by the greatest pubs in Sligo.
Yes, it
Naves
is.
Naves Bar.
Yes.
And the Garavaggi.
The Garavaggi. I knew you were going to call it the Garavaggi.
That's
there, you
what
know
call
that.
It. Yeah. But the two greatest pubs. And in those two greatest pubs, you will find a beer brand by the name of White Hag Beer.
Did you... So we got dropped this thanks to Cogbobbins.
Cogbobbins has dropped us beers for Christmas.
This is the Christmas one. Now, we're going to bring you next week. It's almost going to be like the Late Late Show in here.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to bring you one of the Christmas boxes that are... It's unbelievable. Have you seen it?
Well, I actually have...
You broke up the Christmas
I have the Christmas box.
Have you got it broke up already?
And I already dipped into it and I whipped out in advance of the Christmas because everybody's gone mad Christmas. They're putting up decorations. There's feckin'...
I think it's sickening. Maves is my favourite place in the world.
Yeah, now they've made it all Christmassy.
There was people not even out of the Halloween costumes yet.
People still stumbling out
there
of the
There was people still stumbling out. Dressed as sharks and kind of, I saw one of them was a B.A. Baracus, B.A. Abacus, and all of them were flying out. There was one fella in a wheelchair dressed as your man. I don't want to go to the play. What's that fella's name? I don't know why he's Jamaican now. No, your man. No, your man was the thing.
Stephen Hawking.
I'm Bjorn Schmart. That fella, yeah.
Right,
you know, he presses the buttons like that.
He's dead, Lord rest him.
Oh, Lord rest him, yeah. But not really Lord rest him because he was on the Epstein Islands. But anyway.
Was he?
He was.
What
he was
would he be doing on the Epstein Island?
He was wheeling up to the place. And he was saying, drop something on me lap. I don't care what it is. Just drop something on
That's
me lap.
That's the creepiest thought in the world of him sitting on a corner on the Epstein Island, just punching little things and going, That's
come on. Go on.
Stop. This is very bad.
So,
very bad.
Anyway, there was people coming out dressed as him. And no more Joey, while they were
with
walking
with the wheelchair
out,
and everything.
Joey was hanging. Yeah,
with
the wheelchair
and everything.
Joey was hanging out the Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
That was the point of that
but
whole
he
thing.
But it has to start early in the year because they're quite significant.
But it's getting too early, lads. Even Maves now. I nearly cut the sponsorship when I heard about a seed of cut up.
We had to have a word with them.
But they've done an unbelievable job.
But
it
fairness,
is the best Christmas decoration.
In fairness
in
to Cogbobbins, he's also brought Christmas on early.
Yeah, but they
Christmas
have to brew this in
early.
March.
What?
They have to brew, because you have to start brewing your beer early. They have this well brewed, ready for Christmas. This is Christmas ale.
It's a Christmas ale.
It's called Yule.
Christmas
and that
ale.
Stands for Yule really enjoy it. And so will we.
Come here.
You know whatever we did that, fair play to White Hag for sending us stuff. They never asked us to do this to us. They just said, here, do you want a few beers for the podcast? It's not really a sponsorship.
Nice. It smells Christmassy. Or there's a hint of mulled wine off it.
It smells like everybody at home trying to pretend we like each other.
Mm.
Oh.
That's actually really nice.
It smells like Sidona.
Of course.
Is there apple in it? I haven't tasted it yet, but let me tell it's honey and oranges, ginger and cinnamon, yeast, hops.
Hops. Before we go any further, I've just got news just in. Did you like that? Did you?
That's lovely.
Yeah, very good. Sam Smith has clarified that they are now self-partnered, which means that they is not single, but they is actually in a relationship with themselves.
Oh, do you know what? Why don't you head into a corner zone, rip the head off at Sam and leave us all alone?
But what happens if he gets with someone else? Does that mean he does the dirty on himself and therefore he's tick with himself?
He's looking in the mirror going, well, he probably does it. Here's the thing, right? So I got to explain to you what's actually happening there.
Yeah.
First of all, that is...
Brendan's bits.
looking for clout.
Mm.
That's all that is from
I think
from
that's
those.
Possibly a joke, though. From those. I think it's someone else that came up with a joke.
Oh, so that's not real. But why
it
would
may
you tell
not
me
be
that?
Real.
But the other thing is, real or not, I'd believe it because you don't know what those are capable of coming out with.
Yeah, in fairness, it's not unreasonable.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not unreasonable that those would be going,
not unreasonable.
I'm so in love with myself that I'd rip the head off myself. But sure, we all must be in a fucking relationship with ourselves.
Some of us are not very good to ourselves.
There's fellas up and down this country in a relationship with themselves right now. Listen to us.
No.
And they're having right relations with themselves.
No, that's wrong. No one would possibly gain they any are. Sort of stimulation out of listening to us.
Oh, you'd be well stimulated right, listening to me and you.
Two fine young fellas.
Do you know what I mean? They 100% there's people getting stimulated off the two of us. So I'm getting mental. Geez, that Christmas beer is lovely, isn't it?
It is very nice, yeah. It's very Christmassy. And you can get these Christmas beers from the White Hag Brewery in Ballysmoat.
Yeah, you don't have to keep plugging the shit out of it like they know.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Get the Christmas box. Okay.
Did you... I know this is straight in because I hadn't written down and I'm going to forget it.
Let's go straight in.
I'm going to forget it otherwise.
Yeah, go on.
Did you look on the Garda website today like everybody else in the
country? No, I didn't, but I saw us. Okay, what we're referring to, ladies and gentlemen, is they released 98 photos.
Something along the lines of that. 99, I think they said, and I was just thinking of the Jay-Z song of 99 problems, but
but
ain't one.
Yeah, of people who rioted in Dublin last year. And I think it's amazing that they're... Number one, still trying to find them after all this time.
Yeah.
But they're obviously trying to bring down the strong arm of the law.
On them, yeah.
On them people, so that a riot never, ever happens ever again in this country.
So they're introduced, they said, on the Garda website, there are the 99 photos. And I would like to think that most of the country... I was surprised the Garda website didn't crash like a Ticketmaster, you know.
Yeah.
We're kind of like so many people on looking.
I've turned 2,000 in the queue. I should be in now any minute.
I went through all 99 photos.
Did
and
you?
I was hoping, it's nearly like winning...
To recognise someone.
Winning a raffle.
Yeah.
And then I had to think about the whole thing about whether or not I'd actually do anything about it. And I answered the question, no, I would not do anything about it.
Well, that's a good point, because
that's a thinking.
So behind. Let's say you're looking through those 99 photos.
And I seen Sean O'Reilly's brother Smoothie.
Did you? That's
yeah, well, no, I didn't. I was afraid he'd be in the photos because he said he was present on the streets the night of the rioting.
Oh, you thought that
so
his photo
I thought
be
somehow he
some fell out of surfboard.
Sports directed it captured him standing there just looking on.
No, and I'm like, oh, you God, thought Smoothie. That you'd look and Smoothie be on a surfboard on the back of a squad car. Going down grafted streets, lifting
or just
it out of it.
Running with a surfboard.
How's it going? But what happens if you go on there today now and you see me?
Yeah.
Right? And you know it's me, but I have a balaclava.
There's a little link where you got submit information under each photo.
But would you though?
Absolutely
but like let's
not.
Create the but let's create this scenario.
Oh, wait.
No, you said you wouldn't. So I wouldn't rack Hindi out, but let's take it a little step further.
Yeah.
So the photo isn't just me there.
Yeah.
The photo is me coming out of Extravision, the last Extra. And I have a DVD full of Couples Retreats and Wedding Crashers and American Pie.
We should go Lifestyle Sports, which I think a lot of, or something like that. That's where our Footlocker got a bad doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, their prices are extortionate anyway. I mean,
so they deserve to
most
get done,
of the time they're robbing us.
This is real terrible.
You know?
It's real reverse.
No, it's bad. Footlocker's a disgrace.
So Footlocker on O'Connell Street, broken into, your CCTV, not a balaclava, just a jacket zipped up very high.
Yeah.
So the bottom of your chin is concealed from the world.
Yeah, you have a duck chin.
And underneath your arm
Ducky Jim Kendi, they called me. That's what they say. That's old Ducky Jim Kendi, man. He's always ducking that chin.
Under your arm is a lovely set of Air Jordans.
Yeah.
Right?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, okay, just
at my age now, it'd
for
be more
the
those.
Sake of
what
it.
Do they call Hawkers? Hawkers. What are the ones? Hawkers or something like that. I'd have a good, steady, comfortable shoe.
Oh, you'd have a comfortable
Not
man
an Air
shoe.
Jordan. That's Kenji there with a classic New Balance.
Yeah, right.
So the fathers.
You have a classic New Balance under your arm.
Yeah.
And I see you as one of the 99 problems.
Yeah.
And I go, submit information. That's Ducky Chin Kendi.
That's Duck Chin Kendi. Yeah. Old Ducky Chin, they call him.
Ducky Chin.
Do you have to do that? Like, that's Kendi. They call him Old Ducky Chin. What's the information that you give? Like,
I presume it's that's
just a name.
Patrick Farrelly. Sorry, Patrick.
Jesus Christ.
I know no such man.
No,
but sure
but come here. It's me.
Sorry,
it's
Patrick.
It's me. Pretend it is me.
Oh, Mark Kendi. I shouldn't be going Patrick Farrelly.
Yeah.
Sorry, Patrick. If
there's
a Patrick Farrelly out there.
Yeah.
How did that come into my head? Maybe Patrick Farrelly was one of the gentlemen.
Yeah.
And I'm getting some sort of empathic.
Yeah, anyway, it's coming to you now.
Mark Kennedy, him. And I submit information. You'll never know that I dobbed you in.
Would you not know?
It's all a nominous.
So that's what they call on the streets of the big inner cities, a rat or a grass or a snitch.
And that's what
and
I didn't want to be.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, they do.
and no bitches.
And I'd be afraid what one a fellow like you, having robbed a classic New Balance, would have done to me.
Yeah.
If you had caught wind of the fact, like could you trust the Gardaí not to go and tell you? Like, you know, when they come and arrest you, going, ho ho, and you go, who dubbed me in? I wouldn't tell you that, but Ray's a good lad.
That's exactly it.
Only Ray told us now. Actually, you wouldn't have their podcast buddy at Dublin like that.
Yeah, that's
you?
What they're doing. I'm not telling you now. No. I bet you were Ray.
But you won't be doing a podcast with him again.
Yourself and old Ray, now good mates, I tell you one thing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, so let's take it out, because we never really got into the writing that much back then because it was so close,
so far away, we couldn't.
And also, but the thing is, so I'm robbing New Balance, right?
Yeah, classics.
In protest of a terrible, terrible crime, right?
Oh, I forgot what it's about.
But that's what I mean. No, but let's say it's a terrible, terrible crime and I'm robbing New Balance now out of lifestyle, and I did tip into Extra Vision. And I took
the last Extra Vision.
I took Wedding Crashers, I took Scary Movie 2, right?
Time Machine, back did, a number of years.
And I took Old School.
Yeah.
And but am I protesting there?
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
You're robbing.
I'm robbing.
You're liberating shoes from the Foot Locker.
Yeah. So that's
in,
the thing.
In protest at their big prices. That's what you're doing there.
A protest is down with this sort of thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
a big sign.
Yeah,
that is absolutely right, and that's why I think it's class that the guards have released 99 photos of people
but
who are writing.
I think they're going to run into the bother that I faced today. If I had seen Schmoody on the list,
you were mad to see Schmoody.
I really thought I'd see, because he said he was there, and I was going, "Oh, I wish he'd drop an old shoe," and then I'd get him. I'd be like, because that's the first thing you do. You'd screenshot the Garda website and send it to the guy going, "Oh, they have you."
That fella robbed nothing more than a couple of hearts around this country,
that's
Ray. That's
true.
The best he ever
that's
done.
True, yeah, fair.
But that's the thing. I am delighted that you have to be able, I've said this before about trolls online and stuff, and so you have to be able to hate your own
words.
Oh yeah,
but there's some of them now that are caught off, they're looking up at the camera.
Brilliant.
Do you know?
Because they should be caught out, and I'd love to see every single one of them arrested. And here's the other thing as well, I'd love to see them all get an actual sentence.
Oh, that'd be nice too.
I mean, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah,
to make people go, do you know you're not supposed to wreck shops? Yeah.
Like, and how would you feel about the 99 of them then landing down in Castlereagh, the big bus, the big riot bus? You wouldn't mind?
Sure, I haven't been in Castlereagh in the longest
that's
time.
True, yeah.
That's not my problem. Hey,
that's not,
come
that's,
here.
That's
hey.
Not the problem.
So, as they say, don't speak of the robbing shoes. If you buy the shoes, Ray, you got to wear them. Castlereagh made that decision. They bought a lovely new pair of shoes back in 1992 when they decided to build that prison.
That's
so
true.
Unfortunately, you're going to have people who are in prison in that prison.
That's true.
And I've said this about Castlereagh as well, is you end up getting people, families moving down of people who are in there for a long out stint, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's what you're inviting down if you build a big old prison down there, lads, unfortunately.
Welcome to episode 265.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the...
We're getting there.
Yeah, we're
nearly at the 300.
I thought you were going to say it's the end. Like, when do we stop?
We're getting there too.
If we ever make 1,000, we better stop.
Would we? I was thinking we could wrap it up somewhere around 300.
Well, you reckon?
I don't know.
I feel like wrapping it up now, man. I'm not able for it anymore.
Yeah.
John, can you see that, Jamesy? James on the cameras again. Brendan's on annual leave.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't say it seriously anymore. Yeah. Like.
Brendan takes an awful, and he just tell us in advance. But just a heads up, I'm away the next 2 weeks. And going, but you've been away the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
yeah.
So just a heads up.
Yeah,
I'll not be there ever again.
Yeah,
but I'm still doing it for you. I just
what
hope
did
you
want
it.
To see on your jumper?
Baby puke on my jumper.
Oh, you got. Does that smell?
Not really, no. That's a good point, actually. Baby puke. Well, do you know what the thing is? There's so many smells in my house now, Ray.
Mine too.
Do you know? I can't be stopping for baby puke. Why is there smells in your house?
We have the cat litter. I do be in charge of the cat litter.
Puck.
Yeah.
Is it rotten?
It was rotten this morning now. I misgauged. So the great thing about the cat makes a little poo-poo and covers it up.
Yeah.
So you'd know what
pure shame.
Pure
shame. Cats are Catholic.
Cats
are Catholic. When you they have the Catholic shame.
When you go for that, you flush. So you do the same thing. You get rid of it.
Yeah.
So the cat, all they can do, they've no flush in the cat litter.
Yeah,
so
but dogs don't do that. Dogs go, yeah, shite, I made. So dogs are Protestants.
Oh, they go back and they smell it and go,
yeah,
class.
After
that's
a
good one now. Yeah.
Look at that for an old log. You tight log. Deck the halls, bitches. I'm after a fucking float in this place.
Yes,
cats
right
are Catholic.
Catholic.
They're built in with that Catholic shame. They're Catholic. Yeah, he's right.
So the cats are.
And what happens then, Ray, whenever you might have a cat that is Protestant, but then clearly then has to try and hide its shame? What has to happen? It has to become a Catholic converter. It has to convert to become a Catholic.
Yeah. The cat
might
anyway.
Be the worst joke ever told on this.
Yeah, I think so. The cat anyway had a little poo-poo and I was tasked with the cleaning of it, and I misjudged where to put the pooper scooper, and I cut through a good nugget So I got it all over the pupper scooper.
Oh.
And then this gave me the greatest laugh this morning. Because whatever I... And then we have to talk about John Kenny.
Oh, whatever
but
move you
whatever
made.
Whatever move I made,
yeah.
Didn't I rub the pupper scooper off the lead that goes into the dehumidifier? And lo and behold, there was poo in the dehumidifier.
And then that's been bred through the air then?
No, it's just I had to get a wipe and try and take the poo off the lead of the dehumidifier. It was just not something I wanted to do at 9 o'clock this morning.
Can I
so
just
I can say, understand with you and the cat people.
Yeah, but can I just say another thing, sir, and that's me calling you out on it. Did you want a cat?
Yes. Yes.
Did you want a cat?
I've always had cats in my life. And in fairness, I was missing them. So yeah, so when I was growing up, we always had a cat. And many cats, actually. So I'm a big cat fan. I'm not a dog fan. I think dogs are smelly.
He says you cleaning out shit out of a bucket.
Yeah, but at least the dog isn't looking at it going, "Oh, what are you going to do with that?"
Yeah, but dogs are kind of like...
And I'm going at him with a plastic bag around my hand going, "Yeah, no bother."
Yeah, but when a dog does that, I'm kind of like, Jesus Christ.
I don't mind dogs. They're so smelly.
No, the thing about dogs is they're a lot of hard work. Cats aren't hard work.
No, they look after themselves.
Cats just go, I'm going to tip off there
now. Our cat is actually paying a portion of the rent now.
Go away. Jeez, that's the way to go. I wonder if that should be daughters.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a pointless bit of conversation.
But it's all right. I'm just saying that you have to be careful.
You were talking about puke.
Oh, yeah, and covered in baby puke. And
it doesn't smell.
And it's funny, what happens to your life, because Nicola is very much about keeping up appearances in a house,
Okay.
If we have anyone coming over, she makes sure the house is clean.
Now, does she go
tidy.
All out, as in...
No, just makes sure it's tidy and clean. But she keeps her house that way anyway, you know. But we've got to a stage now where we just can't control that anymore, and...
Yeah. You got to accept the fact that...
A friend of ours from the Atlantic band, Bethany, came over right before I came down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let her in and I said, "Welcome to the war zone."
Yes.
And she walked in the door.
And she was disgusted.
There was a child there with no pants. There was another child getting changed. There was shit out. There was parchment paper. There was tinfoil being pulled out of drawers. And you just, before we wouldn't really let that happen, but you're just like,
that's good for you though.
It is.
Because I'm a huge fan of people just accepting everything, just being the way it is.
Well, without letting the place go to shit.
Oh, but you let the place go to shit.
Because you live in squalor then. You didn't have having cat litter in them.
Fair enough.
No, but it is. We're kind of at that stage now where it's hard to manage. Yeah. Two kids, it's hard to manage everything. Every day, I can't get over it. You want to see our calendar? We have a different doctor's appointment every day for another different thing. Between Nicola going back to a doctor and then two kids having to go to doctors for different checkups. Last week, for the last 2 weeks, out of the 10 working days, I think we've been in the doctor's 8 times.
Jesus, you must be down a fortune.
We're there again today, we're there again tomorrow, we're there again Thursday. I think.
And is there any sign of it getting better?
Nothing gets better ever.
No. So do you wonder is the doctor...
I've learned that about doctors,
ride?
Ray. When you go into doctors, nothing gets better ever.
No. Right.
Are you a huge fan of going to doctors?
I love going to the doctor.
I had a feeling of that, right?
Because the doctor I have.
Yeah, you've got
I have Dr. Joe. Yeah. So you go to Dr. Joe and there's something wrong with you and he'll turn around and he'll say, "Look, if you had been in Portugal, that wouldn't have happened."
That's what I love about
Dr. Joe.
No, but I do find that... Because last week you couldn't get over the fact that I was sick and wouldn't get it fixed.
Yeah, couldn't get over the fact you wouldn't go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Is your doctor not nice or something?
No, we have great doctors.
Sometimes I'm happy when I am sick because I'm going, "Just great," and I'll spin down.
That's
with
the difference.
Joe.
There you go.
Yeah.
You get buzzed by the fact that, "Lovely, I must go to the doctor."
And I download an episode or something for the hour I'd be waiting in the waiting room.
An hour?
An hour, yeah. There's no covers in the waiting room.
you'd have
an appointment and everything. You'd be in for 5:15. You'd be there at 6 o'clock and then he'd call you in. But it's so worth it.
The last time I went to the doctor was when I got my prostate exam.
I wonder if Joe sponsored the show.
Call Dr. Joe.
Love doctor.
Yeah.
On 910.
No, it's just I wouldn't have that same drive to go and get something fixed in my own body. The time is another thing, but not even the time. I just would go... That'll surely sort itself.
There's a lot
out,
of men like you.
Yeah,
I'm an exception to the rule. I'd be straight down to the doctor going. If anything, I'd be nearly more taking a leaf out of Sean O'Reilly's book. Sean O'Reilly, you'd feel a sniffle. And all of a sudden you're going, "Oh,
that's going to get bad.
That's going to get bad. I'm going to go to the doctor now preemptively. Get a line of antibiotics. I might even take them. But at least
the thing
them.
About the antibiotics is, you know, he works for infections.
You pronounce that?
And the thing about the antibiotics,
thank you, Mark,
is that you
to pull you back from Sligo every now and again.
You can't they don't fix everything.
No,
do you ever get the feeling that a doctor is giving you something because you know he can't help you?
No,
I might have the wrong doctor. No, I just find that sometimes they might be just going, especially with antibiotics as well.
Well, they're not good for you. Many's an antibiotic.
Certainly not good for you. But I think that some doctors would just go, should try this antibiotic because they know you're going to be better in a week anyway.
Yeah.
And they just kind of go, just take the antibiotics.
Just take the medics.
And you'll think that it worked and I'll get me 60 quid. Like,
yeah, it's good, but I know Dr. Joe wouldn't do that to me.
Dr. Joe has been known to do that.
And he'll give me the strong ones. He'll say, I'm not supposed to give you these now. They're extra strong.
Well, I have, I hope there's no sell-by date on them. I have,
Don't tell me you have no store of them.
No, no, my mother, like, you know when you go to Alicante that they can do over-the-counter? My mother has every over-the-counter drug from Alicante.
Jesus.
Honest to God, she put some of the serious crime families.
That's a danger.
No, it's lethal, yeah. Her and her sisters are very bad for going, because they go abroad every year, like.
Yeah.
Sure, they come back.
They're
like them two women
house.
That got locked up in Mexico, the two Irish girls, whatever they are, for smuggling fucking, oh, mama be full.
That's bad, though.
No, yeah.
And where did she keep them at home?
Huh? She kept them in the medicine drawer, above the cabinet. Yeah, we even have a cabinet above the fucking...
I wonder, is that still a thing? Because I always like...
Yeah, medicine cabinet.
Medicine cabinet. One of the presses in the kitchen has to be dedicated to the...
We'd have it above the sink.
That's
just
in
case. No, above the sink in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Like the old school medicine cabinets. Because I know what happens there is you wake up in the morning time and you have a look at yourself and you go... Jeez, I don't look great.
Mm.
There must be something in here that'll fucking jazz me up a bit. And you go.
And would you, when you were young, did you have that supply?
No. Yeah, we did, like, yeah, we had all.
You didn't dabble?
No, like, but my mother, see, we have bad chest in our house, you see.
Right.
I got the bad chest off the mother, you see.
Yeah.
So she's always there ready to go. She can't be going to the doctor every time she gets a bad chest because it's every 2 or 3 weeks.
Because it'll cost her a fortune.
Cost her a fortune.
So she just.
So she went to the Costa Fortune.
she self-prescribes.
I probably shouldn't say that. Is that illegal? I think
it might be. She's kind of operating as a back alley kind of doctor service.
But she's not selling any of it because she can't.
But she'd say she'd give it away.
No, it's for her own supply, you see.
Yeah, okay.
So her picture's going to be up on the Garda website.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be 100 photos on it tomorrow. But that's a lot of people do that, though. They bring back a lot of the old. She'd have, like, what's that called? Imodium and amoxicillin. And
oh,
all
that's
that kind
not.
Of crack.
Oh, amoxicillin is good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, she'd have a lot of that stuff then. And she'd be. So if any of us get sick, she's always like, do you know what my mother says to me every time? Is anyone else's mother like this? If I say to her, I'm a bit run down or a bit ropey today now, she always tells me, Mark, you're going to have to go and get a tonic.
A tonic.
What's a tonic?
Tonic is a bottle of stuff that someone put together. Like a foosie.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's a bottle of stuff that someone put together. It's like a rake of different stuff in
what's
liquid
in it?
Form. Vitamins, minerals, vitamins.
Like, is it natural vitamins? Remedies? Or is a tonic, has it got any medicinal
all sorts
values?
Of stuff like. You wouldn't know what to be nettles in it. There'd be bits of briars. There'd be,
like a couple of human hairs, maybe.
Possibly. You could have a couple of human hairs. God knows
skin
what's
follicles.
In a tonic. Yeah, God, I wouldn't be getting a tonic.
No.
I like the old Revive Actives. Now, they're awfully expensive.
Revive Active is so expensive, Ray, that I bought Revive Active one time on the back of Sean O'Reilly telling me to buy them. So I bought them once and it felt great for a week, but my wallet didn't.
No.
So then I said, you know what?
They're €1 a day.
I kind of said, I might just, I'd rather just feel terrible
and
you have a few extra pounds.
Yeah.
So now I've just been feeling terrible ever since. Mm. But there must be cheaper versions. Yeah, as I cough and literally shit.
There are cheaper versions, but I don't find them as good. There's a kickoff Revive now. That,
so what's in Revive Active? Vitamins?
It's a pouch of stuff that people put together.
Is there vitamins that fellas in their 30s should be taking that you wouldn't take if you were a woman or a younger man? Or
I think there's Cock 19 in it.
What?
I think that's one of the
I wouldn't have one. No, does what?
I know it's Cock something or other.
So do we start...
L-cock or...
So, we start losing testosterone at our age, don't we?
Yeah. No, I don't think there's any of that in it.
No, but I mean, is there anything you can take that might boost it or keep it?
Oh, you can boost the old testosterone.
Have you ever heard of TRT?
I've heard of it, yes.
It is testosterone replacement therapy.
Therapy.
And you'd see a lot of boys when they get to your age now, not my age, I'm young and sprightly.
But I'm out playing soccer now every week.
But Ray is
not making all the testosterone I need.
If you want to know what Ray is like playing football every week, he dresses the same as he does in here, right?
Like a hobo.
Like it is normal life. And also he puts his hood up and keeps his hands in his hoodie pocket while he's running to get the ball. Like, it looks so wrong.
I've been doing it since I was a very young
but
man.
That's not going to... Does regular exercise boost your testosterone?
Absolutely, yeah.
Does it keep it where it should be?
You'd feel better like with yourself.
You'd certainly feel better. I mean, it helps with your dopamine levels, I presume. But I just like... you see a lot of boys nowadays getting into their 40s and 50s that are...
On the TRT.
They're replacing their testosterone again.
Yeah. Well, when you say therapy, is it a tablet or is it something
that you actually
go to a lady in a surgery?
I'll tell you what, I know what kind of surgery. I don't know what kind of therapy you'll be getting that'll boost testosterone rate, but if it was 60 quid, I'd rather get it now than a lot of the tablets that my mammy's trying to give me. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's true. Anyway, I'm just saying, I wonder, is it something I should be thinking about now at the age of...
Do you feel a lack of...
No, I don't feel like testosterone at all. But I got, maybe I wasn't that testosterone driven anyway.
I can imagine you've no inclination now to have more children.
Well, it's funny you say that, Ray. Because
so you wouldn't be tempted now to go, the old slap and tickle, I'd say, is going out the window. You're kind of going, did that twice now and I don't want it to happen.
Yeah, but I've only ever had sex twice, which is really obviously amazing. But the it comes up a lot. Did we talk about this?
No,
we
don't.
So what happens is when you have a baby, they straight away start discussing contraception with you again.
Okay.
So Nicola was barely back into the bed.
Yeah.
Right? And they were saying to her, it's like they're kind of going, you don't want to go to
that. We can't leave
that
lad alone in the room with her.
No, but...
that type of thing, is it? So you're telling me that Nicola came back from the maternity room and they immediately said, they just held you back. Going,
honest to God, you're not going in there.
Leave her alone now, she's done her bit.
They said, you're not going in there.
Can't go in there to get done again.
The last man that was in there back in the room, he's the last man to go in there again.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
The truth. So they start discussing it straight away with you. So with Nicola, they start going, now, like as if they're kind of going... Jeez, you don't want to be going through that again now, do you?
Yeah, but
now,
it works both ways. Would you consider getting the wee...
So it's funny you say
the
that.
Brendan Tierney, as we say.
It is called the Brendan Tierney on cycle.
The Brendan Tierney operation.
So, Brendan got that done, which obviously you talked about on the podcast, the schnip.
Yeah.
I would call it a vasectomy because it's not really for me. Like, it's...
vasectomy.
Like, I wouldn't be getting it for me, like...
I don't think you said... But you are getting it for you because you want to avoid the fact that you don't want to have to go through those children.
No, my whole thing is I'm getting it for you. There's no way I'm letting a doctor near this yolk and for myself.
Is that it?
Do you know what I mean?
Well, so you're totally...
It's not a vasectomy for me. As in, it's not me that I'm doing it for.
Okay.
So that has been a little. I don't want to get into my ridiculous private life because we
sorry,
don't.
No, I just,
no, it's funny because we don't really discuss private lives.
No, and
now.
I don't expect you to. I'm
no,
very
no,
sorry
I'm going
to
get into it a little bit because it happens. It's for a lot of people. So they straight away start discussing methods of contraception again, like with Nicola, like. And it's a funny thing that happens to a woman after she's been through a very torturous and stressful birth.
Absolutely.
They immediately go, what are you going to do now, you prick?
Or to you. But so, that's why I said, when you said they were going to discuss contraception with Nicola, I immediately, my first thought was, I suppose it was from Brendan's episode where he discussed the vasectomy to you. I thought, well, obviously there's two sides. Like if you've decided that's it now, we're never ever going through this again.
Yeah.
Then the handiest probably thing is you to get the schnip.
Well, the handy thing is for all of us to write other people. Like,
and
Nicola's
cheaper.
Go find a fella.
You know? Right, the handy thing is just split up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is just the handiest thing. If you don't want to get pregnant again, lads, split up. No, yeah.
Stay
so
away from
I know what you're saying, though, because that is, because then straight away they start saying to Nicola, have you thought about the pill? Have you thought about the coil? Have you thought about the bar? Have you thought about the tying them up?
It's awful.
And then Nicola goes, what
have
you thought
tying
about?
Them up?
I think that's a thing they can do. Not the women. They don't tie them up.
Sorry.
That's so funny. I don't know if they can. I think they can tie up tubes or something. I don't know how the female body works, really.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
I could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Tie up the tubes.
Fallopians. And so then, obviously, that drives a woman mental because they go... I'm after
going through all this,
and you're talking.
Would you not go in for a couple of hours?
Go in and have a chat with your
general?
Man.
Yeah.
No, they go. Would you go in and have a chat with the other fella?
Yeah.
You know, right.
He did it.
Who's going around there with a fire hose that he can't control? And fucking, I'm lying here.
Yeah.
Why are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Go in and have a chat with that fella.
I commend Nicola on her approach.
Yeah, because they don't ask the fella.
Oh, they don't. So
they don't.
So it's a bit like the 1960s. They're still going to go, now, darling, now stop it now.
No.
Do you really think we're going to ask a man to do that?
No.
No, we're going to prevent you from getting any worse.
That's so good, Ray. That's a great way to describe it because it's obviously for like medical purposes, whatever, and they have to have this discussion.
Yeah.
But in my head, even though they're lovely and all, in my head...
children.
It does... No, I mean the people like that come, midwives and nurses that talk to you, and doctors and consultants. And,
yeah, the whole lot.
It does feel a little bit like a nun in a mother and baby home. The mother's just had a baby and a nun coming up and going, how are you going to stop that from happening again now? Are you? What are you going to do to make sure you don't end up in here?
Yeah. And you're all the while you're standing
bastard.
There smiling, going.
Yeah, and all of a
Nicola,
sudden the fella is
you're
just.
You're going to have to figure
the fella's
something
like
out.
This.
because I
that's
can't.
That's done.
I can't have that problem
so
anymore.
So I do feel a little bit bad, and it is getting discussed a little bit. So here's my thing. Me and Nicola right now are going, that's us done.
Yeah.
Especially with the how difficult the Layla birth was.
Yeah.
Something of which we've had to, it's been brought into light lately because it just is a thing. You can't get away from us.
Uh-huh.
So we're definitely now going, no.
That's the end
of that. We're not going to do that again.
Yeah.
And it's bringing out the conversation where Nicola is now saying to me,
yeah,
Mark, what are you going to do about that?
What are you going to do about this
And
situation?
My thing is that, like, so what I do mm-hmm. is the only ultimatum.
Yeah.
Do you know? And I'm like, even though now we're saying we're not going to do it. And like, I have said that. Yeah. So this is the best way to describe it. Me and Nicola are both saying, absolutely, we are not having any more kids.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not. 100%. You can't get any higher than 100% and that's it. But really, I'm going, we don't know what's going to happen in a couple of years. Let's not tie this whole thing down straight away. Like.
Let's not
shut up shop on this now.
No. Let's just see it. Because in fairness, you've been through a fairly traumatic couple of months. So while now you mightn't feel like having any more children,
you
might end up like a family I'm very close to, you know?
Yeah.
After having two, there was quite a bit of a break and they went,
there you
go.
So it happens.
Yeah.
And it's always the third child.
Yeah.
And there's two things that happen.
And then
the
fourth one happens then after that and you don't know what happens.
Yeah. And the fourth one, God, for any fourth child out there, no one had any interest in you coming along at all.
Shout out to Karen.
Shout out to Ellie. If you're a fourth child, no one wants you to be there whatsoever.
Well, I can.
But you ended up there. And you know what happened to you, fourth child? The parents said, the other ones are old enough to look after that one.
Yeah, but I do know when Karen...
That's what happened to you, fourth child.
I can officially say Karen, fourth child in our family.
Yeah.
She was very much wanted because I think my father liked even numbers. I think he just kind of went, no, I can't be dealing with three. It was
kind of the civil servant in him.
He just wanted to round it off.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to have to round this to
I can't have a five-person family. I need a six-person family.
And a four-child family.
You know, because it looks well then when you're sitting at tables in restaurants. It's three on one side and three on the other side.
Yeah, like, so we should stop at two or else we have to have four.
Yeah.
If we were in your family.
So that's why you're right. Don't be getting no schnip and get Nicola set up with some. We'd get the bar.
The thing is,
the
I'd love to. The tire up, Ray. The tire up.
Do you know Robin Hood Men in Tights? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember the chastity belt? Could you look at that for maybe a couple of years?
Yeah, we could,
A big metal.
Lock
like a stainless steel lock.
A stainless steel pair of knickers.
A stainless steel, big lump of a knicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. with a big lump of a, and you could go modern. You could go like a digital lock on it or something. Now where only you can voice
activate. Or like
activate.
Where you could have a ring camera on it. And if anyone goes near it, I can see it at work. Nicola, who's that? Who's that fella? There's someone at the door.
Yeah, but now if it's motion activated every time she goes to the jacks, you're going to see an owl strip a toilet paper running by. Sorry, Nicola.
Me and Nicola are relatively private, but hopefully she doesn't mind me talking about this. But it is something that we have to think about now, and they do kind of throw it upon you very, very quickly post birth.
Yeah.
And we're having that discussion now, and we don't know what to be doing. Like, we don't know what's the way forward at all.
Yeah.
You know, or are we, like, I'd say if I told Nicola I was going down tomorrow, she'd probably go, yeah, okay.
She probably okay, but I guarantee you, she might regret it in years to come.
Yeah.
And then she'll have to look elsewhere.
And I don't know what happens. I have noticed a change in Brendan now since this, but no.
Do you find him a little bit more?
He's a bit all flittery now.
Relaxed.
Isn't he?
Same driving him.
I do, but I do wonder, but it's obviously not the case.
Can you undo the snip?
I don't think you can reverse a vasectomy, can you?
Well, I suppose if they do it right.
Hang on. Yeah, if they do it right.
Wait till you ask James McManus there now, who was flicking the keys himself today.
James, could you
do a little bit of a Googlement there and also maintain the camera switching?
And then make sure then that your missus looks at your search history afterwards. Can you get a vasectomy reversed? She must be like, that's what he's after snipping it already, the prick.
That's a great. Now, I have to say, I enjoyed, because we had briefly spoke about this actually coming home from the gig one night.
Yeah.
But we hadn't talked
about
it.
That's where it was. See, I can't distinguish between our
conversations.
That's
why it's important, us not talking outside of the podcast.
Yeah, we shouldn't have talked about it that
night. As much as we're friends, we shouldn't be talking because we're losing good stuff like.
But the one thing I will tell everyone out there, or couples out there who are who haven't had kids yet or whatever, is that don't be afraid to feel guilty about wondering what things were like beforehand.
Yeah.
I love my daughters more than anything in the world.
Yeah.
They are class, right?
They're good people.
They're great people, Ray.
Yeah.
They're good Fianna Fáil people.
Good Fianna Fáil voting people. Are they voting? No, they can't vote yet. No.
But you do have this thing of going, geez, remember when I could just go off and do stuff.
And do your own stuff, yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just go off and do stuff now. It's just not possible. Yeah. No, but like, this is the best way to describe it. This is the best way to describe it here right now. A part of you dies.
Oh.
While another part of you is born. Like.
That's true. You're doing something different.
Yeah.
But you can't be doing the same thing all your life. You'd be sick of it.
No, you can't. No. You have to be. So the thing is, there's no funeral.
Yeah.
Because it's such. But it
doesn't die. It's just. It's in a coma for a few years.
No, it dies.
No, it doesn't, because you'll come the other side of this and the two girls are in their teenage years.
Yeah.
And they're doing their own thing and their way out. You'll be sitting there twiddling your thumbs going, Beck, I can go back to what I was doing now.
Yeah, but
so that's going to happen. And a good man to tell you that is Brian McDermott.
Yeah.
The Brian McDermott band featuring Brian McDermott. He has about 18 children.
He fucking has so many children.
But they're all grown up now. They're all self-sufficient.
He doesn't know himself for many. Sorry, he said he spotted one yesterday. He said, I've never seen that one before.
He said everything works out.
So
that's Pope for you there now.
I was chatting to another person as well. And they have a lot of kids, a lot of kids,
right? Just to be sure, Brian doesn't have 18 children.
No, he doesn't, not at all. No, yeah, but Brian said he's out the far side now a little bit, where they're grown up enough to look after themselves.
Yeah.
But the youngest in this house that I'm on about is 11.
Right.
And there's a lot more older than that, like.
Mm-hmm.
But they feel now that that's kind of it, almost done.
Yeah.
That when the 11-year-old... it's gone nearly almost already self-sufficient. And teenagers are a different thing altogether.
Like, if it was 100
years
ago...
But you're not
ago,
watching them the same way.
The 11-year-old would be out in the fields picking cotton.
Absolutely. And you know what? If it was 1966, that 11-year-old would be doing a typewriting course right now, getting ready to get a lovely job in this... What's this brand new Western health board they're at about?
James.
A vasectomy.
You can undo
a vasectomy.
So you
no
can have
way.
A temporary vasectomy, you...
So I could just...
You could just snip it for a few years and then pop back down to the hospital and get things back going again.
Surely, how does that make sense?
It's something you might have to look into.
There we go.
Save Nickel a lot of hassle.
It would. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, that's an interesting one now. We probably asked Brendan that one already before. Anyway, that's enough about my willy.
So and we talk about it a lot.
We do talk about my willy a lot, but it's a good active willy, Ray. I give it that.
I want to talk to you about a big film that came out.
Gladiator 2. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, and God forgive me. Paul Mescalio. He is a brilliant actor,
He's
obviously.
Brilliant, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
First admission from Kendi, I've never seen him act.
Right.
I don't know Anthony's ever been in.
But you have to call him a brilliant actor.
Like, as in, I presume everyone is saying he's a brilliant actor.
You've heard.
So he must be a brilliant actor.
He's very good, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know when he's ever been in. I must get into it. I know he was in Normal People.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I have no interest in watching Gladiator 2.
You have no...
Gladiator 1 was one of the best films ever.
And you have no interest in seeing...
I know what happens to modern films. I can't watch them.
What do you think happened?
So, and I haven't seen it yet. I know. I bet you this is what happens.
I've seen it. I've seen it on Sunday.
So Gladiator 1 is a brilliant masterpiece
of
like emotion and storytelling. Yeah. And
can you tell me just the rough outline of the script in Gladiator 1?
So the script in Gladiator 1 is there was a fella who got stuck in a field.
Right.
Of wheat.
Yeah.
And he starts rubbing the wheat.
Right.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Like that. And then... he starts going back through his life. How did they get into that field at all?
Yeah.
So he loses his family.
Yes.
This is the premise of Gladiator 1.
Gladiator 1.
He loses his family and he gets taken as a slave.
Yes.
In the Roman times.
Yeah.
And they say, you're not going to last a second as a slave.
Yeah.
And he said, I'd kick the head of any man outside any chipper and nightclub up and down Rome.
And he does that.
And he proves us.
Yeah.
He proves it in a very authentic, albeit dramatised.
Yes.
A very authentic Colosseum.
Yeah.
With fights against tigers and big lads.
Yeah.
Right?
Big lads.
Tigers and big lads.
That's bigger than him.
That's what he had to fight against.
Yeah.
Tigers and big lads. And funnily enough, it was actually like the actual gladiator. Yeah. You throw balls into hoops and stuff.
And then what happened toward the end?
Towards the end, then you had to fight off the wolf in the escalator thing. That's ITV's version. Sorry.
Right.
No, what happened in the end then is he, spoiler alert, he ends up not making it. And then it turns out that
was he trying to do at the end of the film?
He was trying to fight his way to freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Julius, the Emperor. What did you want to
Julius
do?
Julius Emperor.
Yeah.
He'd be sticking a thumb down saying, you're not going to make it, lovey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You won't be betting all my boys around the place outside chippers. I'm going to get a good bouncer in. Right?
Right.
And then he doesn't make it. And then he's reacquainted with his lovely wife and
back
kids.
In the wheat field again.
Back in the wheat field again.
Did you enjoy that film?
I thought it was an absolute epic storytelling, marvellous film.
Now,
So Gladiator 2.
Gladiator 2. For
should
starters,
I tell you what I think it's going to be?
Yes, you should. And yeah. I also should say that at this point, if people don't want spoilers...
Oh, don't be telling them the whole story.
I'm not going to tell them the whole story, but I'm... Yeah, go on.
You're going to talk about it a little
what
bit.
What do you think it is?
I know what Gladiator 2 is. Gladiator 2 is what they've done with every film since 2018.
Which is?
Made shit. Made shit of it with terrible storytelling, too much... And listen to this now. Too much CGI.
Right.
CGI and the work that has been done in like artificial scenes and Unreal Engine and all these people that are bringing out live action. So it all looks terrible.
Right.
I know it looks brilliant, but it looks terrible.
Okay.
Because our human eye knows it's shit. It's
I didn't
real.
See any CGI.
Do you know what I prefer? I mean, I don't know if there's a lot of CGI. Was there were sharks in the pool, right? I bet you that was CGI.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Now, but
can you tell me what's the storyline?
So the storyline for it too is he's probably his son or something. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. He got this woman pregnant in that wheat field, actually.
Yeah.
And then she had a son. And then for the next 2 hours... Really, we're going to tell you nothing but just tease the son trying to get revenge. And then it's going to be a load of over-the-top scenes of action.
Okay.
Way over-the-top scenes of action, right? With sharks in pools.
It's
I saw a screenshot
it's
of sharks in a pool.
No,
and it's CGI, Ray. And do you know what happened? I was watching a Halloween film, The Addams Family. You know The Addams Family? I was watching it again with no CGI. It was all done, maybe there was a bit, but it was all done in old-school ways and old-school camera. It looks absolutely brilliant.
Right.
The old Addams Family looks absolutely brilliant. And this, I can guarantee
the
you,
sharks
I
in the
it's
pool
the same as the Deadpools. It's the same as all the Marvel films, right, with the universes and blue guns. It's I guarantee you, Gladiator 2 will be like that. And it's going to finish after 2.5 hours and you're going to go, what the fuck is that about?
Okay.
What happened? Why did a shark jump over with a gun?
Stop. The Colosseum, it is widely known that at times they did mock sea battles in the Colosseum. So the thing you're talking about with the water in the Colosseum and the big fight in the boats,
I saw screenshots.
Happened. Now, my wife told me you said that didn't happen. And I said, I'll correct him.
So was there sharks in the Colosseum?
Now, I don't know about the sharks.
But was there sharks in the film?
There was sharks.
So then, am I right then? Because I said sharks.
The sharks were, I think, a nice addition to the sea battle. It made for good watching.
Hang on! That's what you're saying, though. And I don't mind, like, artistic license. I'm not saying that everything has to be all realistic all the time.
Mm.
But what I'm saying is... For the sake of a brilliant film of a storytelling of ancient
times. The sharks
times,
might have been real.
They, in Gladiator 2, they said, it's just not going to work again, lads, until we have sharks.
We need more sharks.
Sharks, lads. We just need sharks. And fill the place with sharks and have them fighting and biting. And then you're like, this is a shite film.
Okay.
It's a shite film.
The premise of Gladiator 2, or as I like to call
guaranteed it. Guaranteed he's a son.
Or as I like to call it, Gladiator Again. That's what it should be called. It shouldn't be Gladiator
thing.
2, it should be Gladiator
So it's
again.
Another slave trying to get through.
It's
I don't
basically,
mind that.
So it is, and again, spoilers, if you want to go and see it.
Don't tell the end now, Rick, come on.
No, I won't, but the rough outline is, and you get this from the reviews, and the feckin' trailer will give you this.
Yeah.
Paul Mescal, he is indeed Russell Crowe's young lad.
How did I know?
Yeah.
He lands into the Colosseum in J.A. Shorts.
But, no, he doesn't.
He does.
No, but he
scores 1-6 for play against the Romans.
He's away... that would have been funny.
If he had a Gaelic, match. Football match.
So he gets away anyway, the time that Russell Crowe got killed in the first one. Sorry, spoiler alert. And he's away and he's happy out.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a wife and everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, so just like the first film, doesn't the wife get killed?
Oh, jeez, another one gone.
And then he gets sold into slavery.
You joke, but that's what happened to Russell.
Well, that's what happened to Russell. So he's in the slavery and then all of a sudden it's the Gladiator stuff and I puck any man's head and all of a sudden he's pucking for this Denzel Washington lad.
Yeah, he starts pucking for Denzel.
Pucking for Denzel and he says, all I want is the pop of the lad to kill me wife.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and now who happens to be a general in this case?
And he's at the top of the pyramid.
He's at the top of the pyramid.
You got to fight your way up there,
you got to fight your way up. So it's the fucking same film.
It's the same film again.
It's the same film again.
With shite CGI.
No, I didn't notice any CGI. I enjoyed the sharks.
Did the sharks have lasers on their heads or guns?
No, there was
like
no
that?
Lasers. There was no blue lights. But I have to say, as much as it is the same film, just done again with a new lad. It was very. I did enjoy it.
Yeah,
it was an enjoyable piece of cinema. So I would recommend people go to see it.
Yeah.
I will say that it was very reminiscent of a Mayo All Ireland because some of the hardcore fans were leaving before the end.
Ah, Jesus! No more than Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Did you hear that one about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson?
No, what, did he leave before the end?
So Jake, did you watch any of this stuff?
I think Tyson's holding back.
So. He was holding back.
Yes.
I think he was fighting exactly how you should be fighting as a 58-year-old man who's a granddad.
Okay.
So that fight was on, which obviously, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with the fight because the boxing world has given out about that event.
Mm.
Well, then why don't you just make boxing more exciting?
Yeah.
It's taken this flute of a YouTuber to get 65 million people to watch.
Yeah.
So don't be giving out that much.
Yeah.
Katie Taylor fought Amanda Serrano in the second last fight. The fight of the year.
Yeah. Very good fight.
Unbelievable boxing. Mm-hmm. Like, not just a credit to women's boxing, a credit to boxing.
Yeah.
That might reinvent boxing and get people watching it again.
Mm.
Right? Is the women. It happened in the UFC as well. It took a load of women a couple of years ago to try and really jazz it up. Like,
but what happened with Mike Tyson? Never mind.
They
the
finished
women
that fight.
Now.
Katie wins. Oh, never mind the actual fight. Sorry. Yeah. You want to talk about the exhibition?
Sorry, everybody joking.
So then I was listening to a reporter who was there in the AT&T Arena in Texas. Mm-hmm. And he works for Indo Sports.
Irish Independent.
Yeah, yeah, Irish Independent Sports. Right. Yeah. So. And he came back and they were asking him, well, what was it like? And he said, unbelievable spectacle.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable spectacle. And the promoters, like, and the guys who produced it and the stadium, it was insane. The Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor fight was out of this world.
Great.
Like, out of this world. What a platform for boxing to be shown on. And then he said, for the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight, people were just booing after six rounds.
They were just gone.
And people just left.
But sure, it's not even on a par. Like, in fairness, the Katie Taylor fight was magnificent.
Yeah, that's the two. So Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor.
Yeah.
They're the two best women boxers in the world.
Yeah. They're very good.
So, like, that is an absolute what you should be watching when boxing.
Yeah.
Boxing has to be entertainment as well. That's why these other flutes are in it. Yeah. But, like, watching 27-year-old Jake Paul, who's obviously he can box, but he's not really a boxer. Like, fighting a 58-year-old Mike Tyson with big, massive gloves.
Hmm.
Like, they're fighting, like, with two cushions, so you can't knock each other out.
Right.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah, because I noticed that with the girls. The gloves weren't massive.
No, yeah. Like, you could kill Mike Tyson by hitting him. He's 58, Ray. Like, you can't box Mike Tyson into the jaw at 58. He could die, like.
He could die.
You have to remember as well, Mike Tyson, I don't know what was wrong with him when he got an infection, like, 6 months ago. Like, the man is not well. Like, he shouldn't have been out there, like, you know.
But yet he is.
So, but apparently, and your man, the reporter for the Indo, I can't remember his name, he said, oh, like, people didn't even wait for the results. The stadium emptied, like.
Yeah, but you want to get out ahead of the cars.
Well, like, they were all getting out ahead of themselves. But he said, it just shows you that the cream really rose. Like, the women's fight with two actual boxers was unbelievable.
And then people said,
this fluke fighting at 58-year-old granddad, everyone was
fair,
like.
Fair play to them for doing it, though.
Oh, I think it's brilliant that they've done it, genuinely. Even though I think Jake Paul is a scam artist.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's brilliant. Not because of the boxing, just in general. But anyway, that was the fight.
Right.
You wouldn't pick a date to fight. That was the fight.
Mm.
Right. What were we talking about before that?
I just said Gladiator is very good.
Sorry, I could cross Gladiator. Yeah.
That's all right. That's okay.
You see, I just find it hard, Ray. The thing about you're watching Gladiator 2 and you're really enjoying it, which is a great place to be, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to be able to sit down in the cinema and watch a good film again.
Yeah.
Like, I think we might have said this before, but like, I watched Oppenheimer. And like, I thought, geez, great film.
Yeah.
But not a chance of me watching it ever again.
No.
It's not like the films of
old. Okay, fair enough. I don't think it's that as well. I think it's as we get older, we're a bit more cynical and we're a bit wiser in the world.
A little bit, yeah. But having said that, though, the innocence is gone and all that, of course. And this isn't just for nostalgia reasons, even though they're very different films. Oppenheimer and Gladiator 2, if I watched them and not watched them again, even though I thought Oppenheimer was very good, if Police Academy was the Saturday night film this Saturday,
you'd go to it.
I'd watch it.
But that's because you're a kid.
No, I know, but I'm saying some of that might be nostalgia.
Pure nostalgia.
But actually, brilliant films.
Oh, great films, yeah.
And I was talking about this with your lovely wife on the way back from the theatre last Wednesday. The films of our teens, like those films I was arsing around with earlier on, like the American Pie films and the old schools and all that, they were all class films.
Yeah.
They were all brilliant films. They're not making those films anymore. They're just making a lot of
trifle. They can't because it's been done. You
can try and make it again. So, Gladiator 2 you went and saw with the same story. You can't do them films again because they've been done.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Do you know?
Yeah.
The other thing, speaking of the entertainment world, should we talk about John Kenny?
It's no harm just to have a quick...
It's funny to talk about someone like...
It's very sad.
It's the saddest I've ever been, the most shocked I've ever been.
Mm.
Luckily, but I guess maybe 18 months ago, he came into a pub in Sligo and I was playing with a couple of friends of mine. And if I've said this before, if Donald Trump walked in that door... Or the most famous person in the world, I'd be like, I have no interest.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, as in, I'll talk to him, but I'm not fucking whatever. John Kenny is the soundtrack, the same with a lot of people around this country. John Kenny and Pat Short are the best comedians this country has ever, ever produced.
Yeah.
And I met John at a gig about 18 months ago. And I'm not just saying this the most genuine fella I've ever met in my life.
That was a moment for you, wasn't it?
I had to be, it was huge. I had to be perked up to go talk to him. So Dwayne, a friend of mine, said, go up and say hello.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dwayne, I can't. I feel sick. Like, I can't.
You were nervous.
I was nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to wreck that man's head and then have that be the thing that I've done to John Kenny.
Mm.
Eventually worked up the courage to go over and say, cheers, John, nice to meet you. And without even saying anything else, he said to me, that's some bass sound you're getting. He was some liar. He said, that's some bass sound you're after getting there. That's the little amping you have.
Yeah.
He said, I have a daughter who plays bass. I'd love to. What is this? And that's all he talked about.
You were straight into it straight away.
But that's all he talked about. He was like, that unbelievable sound and this and music and that. And I must tell her about that now. She'd love that. And what guitar are you using? And
genuine sort of
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
20 minutes I talked to him. And I was thinking back to that last week when we heard that he passed on. And I said to Dwayne, I'm so glad you made me go up and talk to him that day.
You got
to
take these opportunities.
Yeah, because if I had heard that he died and I didn't have that chance to talk to someone like John Kenny, I would have been sick.
What was your favourite John Kenny skit?
My favourite John Kenny skit is probably the hurling manager from the video. So the hurling manager from the video.
Oh yeah, pull hard against your man.
Yeah, pull hard. That one, or just the whole One Hell of a Do. If anyone knows the One Hell of a Do, where they are, it's where Dumbelievables came from.
Yeah.
They're a duo wedding band.
Yeah.
And anytime the two boys are there as the wedding band is, I love when he puts on his accordion and he says to Pat Short, this is cutting the chest off me. These feckin' straps are cutting the chest off me. I just love that, the simplicity of that as well. And if anyone can find it, I have it somewhere at home and I'm trying to find it now. They redone One Hell of a Do in the TF in Castlebar.
I was at that.
You were at it?
Yes.
So they re-videoed.
I was on the video.
Go away.
Yeah, so, I was in the crowd, me and Scruffy Duffy.
Unbelievable, right? Yeah. So they redone that. I can't believe you got to see that. They redone it. What year was that, Ray?
It wasn't me and Scruffy Duffy together. As in,
oh, you were both in it.
We were both happened to be sitting. He was behind me, I think, and I was in front. Okay.
Fair play. So, what year was that? Maybe 2012, 2013, maybe?
Yeah, 12, 13, yeah.
And they released it on DVD. It was the same as the original One Hell of a Do, which is their first ever one, I think, you know?
Yeah.
And if you get your hands on that DVD, right?
I think I have it.
Ray, watch the extras. So, if you go into the extras, there's an interview with them upstairs in the TF.
Yeah.
And they're in character as the two boys in the wedding band.
It's very good.
And it keeps having to jump cut because they're breaking character.
Breaking character.
And they can't, and they're just free. They're just freestyling.
They're just fantastic crap.
They're just unbelievable.
I feel for Pat and they're breaking each other up. And his family and the whole lot, you know.
Honest to God. And like obviously, like John was sick for a long, long time, like, and he fought it off and then it kicked back in. It must be said, we're doing the Sligo Comedy Festival in February.
Mm.
John was supposed to be a massive part of that comedy festival. He was doing a lot of work helping Brendan out, and for by all accounts, I don't want to talk for him or for his family or whatever, in between treatments in his ailments and all that throughout the years, and anytime he was feeling up for it, he just got on the road and went and done something.
Yeah.
And that's all he wants to do. And I think he was hoping and praying that I'm going to be doing this Sligo Comedy Festival in February and I'd be out and doing that.
Working towards it. That's very sad.
So Lord rest him and anyone belonging to him, we're thinking of you.
Yeah, that's it.
Fair play, John.
I don't really know how to go on to the next bit.
Yeah, we probably should have finished with that one.
I know,
it's a celebration though. What a life you had.
Two or three little bits.
Go on.
First of all, a shout out, Patrick Birmingham.
Oh.
He has binged the podcast. He's currently at 208. So he asked for a shout out here on 265.
He'd be there in no time.
He'd be there in no time. If he's binging, he'd be there in no time.
Yeah.
We also have to announce the winner of the shit competition.
Yeah. We'll be announcing it on Instagram anyway in a minute.
Yeah, but we might as well announce it here.
Yeah.
The name is, I think it's, is it Ryan O'Neill? I believe. And you'd be delighted we did this in the most best possible way. Yes, it is. Ryan O'Neill has won the two tickets to the Alan Clark Show.
Yes,
in December,
he has.
Along with the People Give You the Shits mug and air fresheners.
So we'll be sending you on, we'll be getting in touch with you, Ryan, love.
Yeah, you're right.
And fair play to you. I nearly coughed up along Ryan on behalf of
you. Fair play to Laura. She was like your man from Stokes, Kennedy Crowley, on the...
Oh, going through all the shit emojis.
She basically went back through all the shit people sent us. Thanks, Alan, by the way.
Yeah.
You're right, people would really give you the shits.
I didn't think that he realised that. I'm going to get people to send you
all the
shits.
I think he did, yeah. Yeah, I think it was a very kind of malicious kind of thing to do.
Make sure you buy Alan Clark's book, lads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the pre-sale is over today, I think. It'll be over by the time you get this, but it doesn't mean you still can't order the book. So go and get us. I have it ordered.
And the show in December is sold out. So, Ryan, you're going to get two tickets to go to see that. And fair play to you. And like I said, it was a very well done raffle.
'Twas sometimes the people who run the raffle win the raffle.
On this occasion,
no, it didn't happen. Ryan won.
No,
Thing is, speaking of sold out shows in December, ours is not. So you can go on and you can go to our show on the 12th of December.
12th of December.
Christmas looks extravaganza. Donegal Daddy. Can I do a shout out while you're in the middle of your shout out and stuff?
Oh, go on ahead, Jack.
As in, like, I don't want to cut across here for you, but I know you'll get to them eventually.
No, well, I've only one last item left. It's a song.
Okay, well, I'll do a shout out then, so, and then you can do your little last item. I want to shout out Philippa and Ryan.
Is that the same person?
No, it's two different people. Ryan is the fella and Philip is the woman.
Okay.
I had the pleasure last night of going down to Kilronan Castle and playing there.
Oh, that's what you wanted the stamp box for?
I needed the stamp box to jazz it up.
I couldn't understand why you wanted the stamp box.
I have one ordered anyway. It's landing tomorrow.
Which one did you buy?
My one broke. I bought the rolling kick SP1.
Yes, the yellow one.
Yeah.
They're
the only way to go. Yeah.
That's the only way to go.
I had a shite one and it broke. So I was like, I better get this yoke.
Yeah.
They're hard to get though. You only get them on Gear for Music. No one cares about that. But anyway, just in case you're wondering, lads, there's one left last time I checked. You can't get them.
Much?
They're €297.
Euro. Yeah, no, that's...
But they're worth it.
Yeah, and me buying that now is the more than... Before you get into your shout-out, while we're in your shout-out...
While you're in the middle of my shout-out,
while you're in the middle of Philip and Ryan, you're going to have
Philippa
to...
Philippa and Ryan,
you're going to have to hold on for a second. I entered a competition for Lucky Day competitions.
Oh, you'll never get a mortgage again, Ray, for your second house.
Toyota Land Cruiser. Sorry.
I mean, I've told you about these draws before. Like, I've entered loads of them during COVID.
Yeah, but you won a hairdryer.
Yeah, I entered every golf competition that Oosh and Lucky Day ever had. Yeah. Ever. Every one of them. And I entered one for a fucking hairdryer and I won it. I was like, for Jesus' sake.
But I have a good feeling about this.
Why?
Now, I was in a competition there a couple of weeks ago for Justin Hawkins' guitar.
Oh, lovely. And
I didn't win that.
Why would you want that though? You don't play guitar.
I'd love a Les Paul. It'd be lovely. I don't play it, but I'd love to have it.
And now, the thing is, see, you're flaunting this, Ray, you pig, because you've already bought a house.
Yeah, so now I can start going into this stuff again.
You can start going in. He's in the bookies every day now. He's eating it out of it through every account.
But I actually thought about it this morning. I have a good feeling about the Toyota Land Cruiser, lovely blue Toyota Land Cruiser.
It would be lovely though.
As I say, she's fit to pull. But then I realised I would have nothing to pull.
So I tell you, you'd be pulling plenty, Ray.
So I realized,
if you get that Land Cruiser, Ray, you'd be pulling all over the place.
I don't know why I entered the competition for a Toyota Land Cruiser.
Don't worry, you'll get a hairdryer.
It'll be wasted on us.
No, you'll get a hairdryer anyway.
Well driving around.
No, it'd be great to get it. But the thing is, if you win those prizes, Ray, for the most part, you can just take the money.
Oh, you
should
take the money.
Or just sell us. Just get us and sell it anyway.
Yeah. But still, I'd say, Lord, enjoy it.
Like, if I won...
It'd be fine, yummy, mummy, mammy wagon.
Yeah, but if I won it, though, I wouldn't drive that.
Right.
I know the temptation to be there when you see it brand sparkling new.
Beautiful.
But the right thing to do there is sell that straight away or take the money.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because you don't need to
drive it. It's not like when you drive it off the truck, the Lucky Day truck, when it lands at the house.
Like,
it's 20 grand less.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I think you can take... But still, it's still worth a lot of money.
Anyway,
Philippa and Ryan. I went down to Kilronan Castle last night and played the wedding. Ryan is a listener, so Philippa got in touch with me like well over a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Like, Ryan would love if you played the wedding.
And did Ryan know you were doing it?
He did know, he did
good,
know. So he came in. I mean, I've said this before because I've done a couple of these weddings as well, these small one-man weddings.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable the crack you have. I played for 3 hours, 15 minutes, I think, or something. And it's so handy at Daisy going when you have couples as lovely as them.
Yeah.
And I really mean that, though.
Did they not miss me
if
at
you're
all,
a bride? No, they didn't even ask for you, Ray.
Mm.
They didn't mention your name once.
It's funny how they just come to you.
Yeah. Because, I mean, do you know, I said it earlier on the podcast, right? The cream rises to the top.
Yep.
But it did remind me, though, that, like, now that we have the Atlantic going, you know, theatlanticweddingman.com, now that we have the Atlantic going as a wedding band, I promise you this, you're going to love playing weddings for people who listen to the podcast.
Okay.
Because there's a great buzz.
Oh, they come back, they know the crack.
They're like, they know us anyway.
Yeah.
There's no awkwardness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't have to do... Sometimes when you're dealing with couples, you have to be reserved because you don't know who they are or you don't want to say anything wrong or you're kind of like, hi, love you, congratulations on your big day, we're going to play. When it's them, you're just yourself because they know you. They've booked you.
So you're saying...
It was great crack.
Good to book the Atlantic Wedding Band.
Oh, it'd be perfect to book the Atlantic Wedding Band. But I went down last night. I mean, what a lovely, lovely bunch of people. It was such a pleasure to relax into a gig like that in place. Yeah.
I'm glad for you now that you're getting gigs and I'm not.
Yeah. But we'll start getting them now with the Atlantic.
Yeah, whatever.
Listeners will start booking the Atlantic.
I had one last thing, but I'm afraid it's going to cause a copyright issue.
Congratulations, guys.
Okay.
It's going to cause a copyright issue. Doesn't matter.
I might cut it off if there's a cut here.
Thing about the copyright issue is... Yeah, they'll just tell you, unless you're doing the Eagles or something.
So have you heard of a song called Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep?
No.
Nope. Where's your mama gone? 'Cause
Ray. My father used to sing this song.
Go away.
That's it.
Yeah. Where's your papa gone?
Where's your papa gone? Where's your baby gone? Where's your papa gone? Far, far away.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, now wait for it. So the mother was singing the song. Chirpy, chirpy, cheep, cheep.
I remember this so well.
I woke up this morning and my mama was gone. So we're going to stop it there. Chirp.
So my father used to sing that song for years. Yeah. Sonny Ward Band used to do it. They all used to do it. All the show bands used to do that song.
Yeah, it's a bit creepy. It was actually nominated in the 2006. I have to just have to pause it again here now. 2006, the Observer came out and said it's one of the creepiest songs that was ever written.
Why, we talked about this before.
I know, it's
some
creepy.
Some of the songs years ago, Ray.
Yeah, so one night, you're in the bed and you can hear the mother singing Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. You wake up the following morning and she's gone.
Yeah, that's it, gone.
Which, it was child abandonment. That's what the song was about.
Where's that one's mommy gone? Where's your papa gone?
Yeah, where's everybody
gone?
They're all gone. Yeah.
And the child is left alone. The
child is alone.
We really should be listening to lyrics, really. But yeah. Like back in the day, they should have been listening. No one was listening.
Yep. That's the problem. Lad up in the corner playing a song about child abandonment.
Yeah, so he's up there with the four P's outside by full house dancing.
And everybody's singing along. Going,
and everyone
goes, your mama gone?
The child's abandoned. That's a great song, Shaby.
Yeah.
To hear that, that child was...
Play that
child
one
died.
About the child abandoned again.
That child died, Shaby. Do you know that? The mother left, the father left.
Yeah,
that child
there.
Died.
Yeah.
Now, come on, let's go get a beer shandy and a bag of bacon fries.
Yeah, yeah, no,
and we're shifting around the back of the corner. There's so many songs. We talked about the Does Your Owl One Know back in the day.
I like
the
to bring
Young Girl.
Song.
A Young Girl is another song all the show bands used to do.
Yeah.
Young girl, get out of my life. Da, 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 da. Don't want to go to prison.
Didn't say that.
It did say that, yeah.
Did it?
No, it didn't. Yeah, but it is a song called You're Much Too Young Girl. There's right. too many songs about this
just
kind
things
of
were
weird
on
shit.
Back then. But then again, we can't really talk now when there's what to call that one
WAP.
That you want. Yeah. That was the one.
A wet ass fanny it's called.
Yeah,
spelled with a PH.
WAF.
Oh, the WAF off that.
Right. 265. That's us finished now. Thank you very much for listening. Fair play.
Oh,
we'll
get tickets
next week.
To the live show.
Thanks to James.
Thanks for our sponsors.
Maves, the Garavaggi, and of course, the bit of white tag there, Christmas Yule log. And James, fair play to you for flicking the keys of yourself again and doing all the research. And he's some man.
Ray, fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The Kendi and Rabo podcast, sponsored by Maves Cozy Front Lounge and the Garavaggi.